This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought back the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, I'm not exactly sure if I can give you a good reason why. I think one of the biggest things is we were technically overdone to the downside. Our market made new lows for the current move yesterday, bounced off them well by the end of the day, even though we closed negative. But today it was all upside, positive closes. We even saw box beef down $1.71 at midday. On choice, down $2.23 on selects. Moved 86 loads, saw an estimated kill of 111,000 head, and our cattle continue to hold strong. Live cattle closed at the $3 limit. Till tomorrow, live cattle will have expanded $4.50 limit. On the close today, February cattle were up the $3 limit. April live cattle also up the $3 limit. March feeders closed $3.85 higher. May feeders up $3.95. And February lean hogs down $1.40.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Boormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
Tom, what's happening in the grain market?
Well, our grain markets today really was quiet again as far as fresh news, and I really believe that's one of the things that's hurting us as far as finding strength, because we just can't find news, especially bullish news. Even today, China canceled 120,000 metric tons of our old crop soybeans, but an unknown destination, about 111,000 metric tons of our old crop soybeans. When you get past that, we really lacked any fresh news. And by the end of the day, these markets were down there checking and testing some of the January lows, with March Kansas City wheat making a new contract low today for the second straight session. On the close today, March KC wheat was down 4.25. July KC down 4 cents. March Chicago wheat down 1.5 cents. March corn was 2.75 lower. July corn closed 3 cents lower. March soybeans down 9.75. July soybeans down 9 cents, and March cotton up 16 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.